Psalm 96, that's where we are. We've been there yesterday and today as we read through the Bible in a year. And I call the verses that I chose to share this morning the filling of the sandwich. The first part is a piece of bread. It's great. It's wonderful. Then the last part again is wonderful, and that's a second piece of bread. But in the middle, there was this, don't you always like the center instead of the bread? That's unless it's homemade, of course. Then we like the outsides too, but I've always liked the filling of the sandwich. And so this filling of this psalm, I think, is excellent. And it's verses 5 and 6 in Psalm 96. I'm reading it from the Passion Translation. Other gods are absolutely worthless. How many would agree? Yeah. Other gods, gods that we've even had in our own lives, things that have taken our attention and our focus off of Jesus and on to that instead of on to Jesus. Instead of on to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. For the Lord God is Creator God, who spread the splendor of the skies, breathtaking brilliance and awe-inspiring majesty radiate from His shining presence. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Glorious it will be when we actually see it. Now we can close our eyes and we can see it in the spirit, but there's coming a day when face to face we'll see that glory. Right. His stunning beauty overwhelms all who come to Him. How true. As we come before Him in worship this morning, let's give ourselves to being overwhelmed by His presence and His mercy. And His greatness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that we get to worship You, that You made a way for the Father and us, Lord, to be restored in relationship, that we might come to our Abba Father God and we might say, great and mighty are You. Absolutely. Let's stand and let's say these two glorious verses together. Other gods are absolutely worthless, for the Lord God is Creator God, who spread the splendor of the skies, breathtaking brilliance and awe-inspiring majesty radiate from His shining presence. His stunning beauty overwhelms all who come before Him. Amen.